Everything Sex Drink Wine.
I'm Vi.
And I'm Aria.
And this is episode 9. Look at
oh
me.
My God. Look at you knowing the numbers.
I know the numbers. No. Okay, so Vi, never say she again. God. We'll never say she again. What is up, guys? As you can see from the title of this episode, we're super pumped for this one because we don't have to talk about anything big brain.
Exactly. We just talk about The Bachelor all the time. So this is like one of our favorite things to do.
Beautiful thing.
We love it. In fact, actually, I think, Bubby, you got into The Bachelor whenever you came here in December. And then we started doing batch nights at my one friend's house. And ever since then,
frick yes.
You've been into it. So,
so into it.
You're welcome, guys. This episode is happening because of me.
Absolutely. Dude, yeah. It's totally you that brought me back. I used to be into The Bachelor like in high school, which is fucking weird. Like Chris
Souls. No, I watched it in high school.
Yeah. I think
like, and then I took a break. Mm-hmm. And then I got back into it like after I graduated.
Because no one had any streaming services or cable in college. I had Netflix, but The Bachelor's not on fucking Netflix. So, also, like, I wasn't into it enough to watch it on Hulu. But, it was the Chris Souls season, and I went to visit Iowa, the school that I went to. And so, like, everyone was on the plane was talking about it because he's from Arlington, Iowa. Which, bro, Arlington.
Isn't Arlington in Iowa?
Yeah. It's, like, literally, like, fucking What's that small town that your friend is from in Pennsylvania that has a weird name? Does it have a weird name? Not Harrisburg or something, but it's
Mechanicsburg?
Mechanicsburg. It's probably as large as Mechanicsburg, if not smaller.
I know. Mechanicsburg is a nice small town.
Small town, Pennsylvania.
I actually have no idea. I've only driven past it. Just seen the sign, Mechanicsburg.
And Mechanicsburg. Then all the mechanics live in one town in Pennsylvania. Yep.
If you need a mechanic, you got to go to Mechanicsburg.
Bro, no. It's like this man's like from a tiny like pseudo town. Like insane. Mm. Bro, they did hometowns in person. And they, like, what's it called?
Oh, my God. Wait, I want to see a hometown in Mechanicsburg, PA, please. Let's make it happen.
I'm not fucking joking. This episode of The Bachelor was literally this man going, like, here is the town barn.
The town barn.
Here is the library. That used to be a barn. Here is the restaurant that everyone goes to.
Oh, like, my God.
Bro.
Like, that's crazy. That's like Schitt's Creek. You know, they have like the one diner. They have the one motel.
That's literally
the one store.
This is Schitt's Creek. Like, this town is Schitt's Creek. So that was the season that I was watching. That's the first season that Caitlin was ever on.
Gotcha. I did not watch those seasons. I think the earliest season that I watched was Ben Higgins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this. Huh. It's been a minute. I remember like a lot of those proposals because I just like they would just be on TV. Pretty great. But
I think that happened when we were in high school, I feel like. Because that was a while ago.
I think so. Yeah. Anyways,
I think I started watching again from Hannah Brown season, which I think that was like my last year of college that I got into it because one of my friends was like really into The Bachelor then.
Gotcha.
And then I was watching with her.
Love that. Also, Matt, chef's kiss. Beautiful. Okay. Matt, like from The Bachelor that I started watching with you.
Yes, Matt James.
That Matt. You're like, who the fuck?
I was like, Matt.
Ben Higgins, not Matt Higgins. Anyway. I'm so glad that we're back into it. Okay, in terms of blurb, very fast, I want to plug in if we do hear any barking, which 90% you will not. It is not because I got a dog, which I really hope one day I will. But this is because my dear friend Priya is visiting her family and her doggo is staying with me for a week and 2 days.
His name's Winston.
Winston. His previous name was Truffles. which is, so this man went from a really
truffles to Winston
prestigious name to another really prestigious name.
Okay, but truffles.
Truffles.
I can't imagine Winston as a truffles. Like, I can see where they're coming from because yeah. he's like floofy, but like he does not have a truffles personality. He has a Winston personality.
Very Winston. He's like super quiet, dude. It's insane. Like, I don't know how people fucking do this. I was telling you this like offline too, but like, bro, like literally during work, how would do fucking dogs entertain themselves? Like, I understand they're like dumb dogs that like love to like just run around and do shit. This one's not like that. He'll just chill like and like be at my feet and then like lay down. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry that I'm so boring. Like, I promise him that. Like, I don't know. I feel so bad. I'm like, someone help him. So I am bringing my cousins, my two baby cousins, to hang out with him on Friday. So.
Oh, they'll do great. They'll love it. Two kids and a dog, what can go wrong?
Too much, but hopefully not a lot. The only problem is with Winston, I don't worry about, like, things that are on heights. Like, mm-hmm. anything that's on the counters, he's never going to fucking get to it. These kids, though, like, you never mm. know. They'll just run after this damn dog, knock some shit over. So I got to, like,
just keep the windows closed.
Oh, yeah.
All the windows must be closed.
That's too terrifying.
Because I still have a very vivid picture of your one cousin sticking his head out the window and my heart fell.
This idiot child.
It sunk and I was like,
ah! Oh, I know. I swear to God.
Somebody come get her.
She's falling out the fucking window. No, none of that will be happening. I hope like everything will be okay. But yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
He's just lying down right now. He's just chilling. I feel like, he's hearing me talk through all my meetings, all of this shit. Never fucking reacts to any of it. It's crazy. I love it.
That's like the perfect work dog.
I know. He's the perfect work dog. But yeah. Anyways. Okay. He also
wine of the episode.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to finish the blurb.
Cool transition into The Bachelor. But I was just like,
wine of the
episode. Yes. Wine of the episode, though. And I'll redo that transition after. Okay. So today it is a Riesling. It's more, well, every time I have a fucking Riesling, that means Jay has been to my house.
I was going to say, we started off very red wine heavy, and then we've just been at white wines for a long ass time.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I have definitely, like, the wine still sold out, wine still chilling. But every time Jay is at the house, like, new white wines come into the house. So, okay. It's a Riesling, Beetle Riesling Trocken 2016.
Trocken,
T-R-O-C-K-E-N. I think that's the
rule. Because you said beetle and then truckin, and I was like, what the heck did you
beetle truckin? No. It's a white wine from Mosel, Germany.
Okay.
It's a German Riesling. The ABV is 11.5%. We never give you that value, but do with that what you will. Okay. This has been sitting out, I'm not going to lie, like a little bit. I fucking destroyed the cork on accident. Not my fault. So I can't really cork the wine anymore. I have like a thingy, but I can't find it. So just fucking.
I lost my thingy too.
Oh, shit. It's like the most necessary shit. Right. We're just like, break the cork. Sure, we're going to drink the whole fucking thing. No.
I always just like shimmy the cork back in, like twist it in like a really ratchet way.
No, but I feel like people do that, but. Anyway, I didn't even have that option. So anyways, it like no longer has the notes that like are on Vivino, but
on Vivino. What are your now residual notes?
I will give it a little shake. Okay, if I'm being realistic, I'm saying green apple.
Okay.
If I'm being like not realistic, every other fucking white one. like they all taste the same eventually, I feel like.
So. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. It's either sweet or it's dry. I feel like those are the two. Riesling. Oh, I haven't had a dry Riesling.
It's pretty good. Okay, so the wine place that I went to is called Cheese and Wine. It's in Hoboken. Mm-hmm. It's like they only carry drier whites. They personally don't like sweeter whites, which I can understand, like, just their palate. But it's, like, very small shop. That's why they don't, like, they don't want to, like, adventure into a lot of things.
Wait, that's a perfect store to make a charcuterie board for batch night.
Oh, bro, I'm so down. They literally were so nice. We walked there.
Wait.
What?
Hold on a second. So next week is hometowns. Mm. The week after that would be fantasy suite. So I will be there for the finale. The
finale. Bro. Okay. This has got.
We're making a charcuterie board.
Hell the frick yes. We got it. Okay. Perfect. Great idea. But yeah, no, they have like literally everything. They had like mm-hmm. have baguettes there too. We literally went like very late, like right before they were closing. They had like baguettes out, and I was very much going to buy one. But she was like, "We're closing. Do you want one?" I was like, "Yes, yeah,
I'll take some bread."
What is village life? Yes, give me some bread.
Like, you know? Oh my god, we were out here shitting on Arlington, and you're out here getting bread from your local shop.
Very much so. It's so funny. But yeah, no, I got some baguettes. So this is the place to do the charcuterie board, dude. I'm so pumped. But yeah, okay. So on Vivino, mm-hmm. there's a lot of mentions of citrus, grapefruit, and lime, which again, fucking ever.
Grapefruit, huh?
Grapefruit is an interesting one.
That's like a drier fruit, so that's good.
Mm, yeah. And then slate, minerals, and honey. Like
Slate?
Question mark. What the fuck? Who the fuck is out here smelling slate?
How does anyone know what a slate mineral smells like?
Also, why is honey group with minerals and slate?
I don't know. Hello? I have no idea.
Yeah, no. Okay. And we're going to guess 3 out of 10 on the light to bold scale, 2 out of 10 on the dry to sweet scale, and what's it called? Like 9 out of 10 on the soft to acidic scale. So,
so it's a soft boy.
No, acidic boy.
Acidic boy.
Not okay for us. I guess I always try to aim for four stars or higher, but it's 3.4. So
So that's like a low rating.
Yeah,
Does it taste like a 3.4.
It tastes like white wine. I would say, like, when you're aiming for a Riesling, you're not going for what I'm drinking. When you're aiming for a Sav, this is much more what you're thinking. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because Savs are a lot drier.
And, like, lighter. And this is very much that wine.
Yeah, but Riesling, you're going for, like, very, like, juicy.
You're, like...
But it looks very, like, colored for... Invented. Yeah. Like, yeah. It looks like a Riesling.
That's true. It is
like most Savs are very like pale.
Yeah, that's actually true. This does look like it has a little more color to it. So, and plus they probably had like more color before I like aired it out for fucking forever. So it's just what it is now. But yeah, no, not a bad wine. I enjoy it because I enjoy Savs. So here's fine. Okay. I forgot my fucking transition to what I was. Oh yeah. Okay. Winston also heard me watching Mantello.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, we both had shit to say. He actually did. He probably was just like watching it, but
yeah.
Oh man. Oh man.
Where do we even begin? First of all, I'd like to preface this by saying this season did not have drama. So I was like, when I found out it was the Mantello, I thought it was gonna be hometowns in my head. But then boom, they threw in Mantello. I was like, okay.
Me too, yeah.
But I was like, what are they going to talk about? Like, Thomas and Carl? Like, what is there to talk about?
No idea. They really did milk that stuff.
They really did.
Just because they had nothing else.
Because, like, normally, yeah, because normally there's, like, big beef and, like, Chris Harrison would just let people, like, argue for, like, 5 minutes and cut them off and start a new argument.
Yeah.
You know? So and I was like, first of all, Tayshia and Caitlin are going to be hosting it for the first time.
Yeah.
And there's no drama. So, like, what happens?
I don't know. Also, can we talk about Tayshia's hair? Sorry, Taylin.
Taylin.
No, Tayshia's hair. Wow.
Yeah. I actually saw it on Instagram like a few weeks or maybe like a couple weeks before, so I wasn't like thrown off by it.
Oh, gotcha.
But she looks really good.
So good. It looked so beautiful. I just loved how it like worked and like her dress. And I'm like, queen work. Queen work. It was so nice. But yeah.
It was great.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Michael A. leaving the show. What were your thoughts?
It broke my fucking heart, dude. Right? Like, I was like,
I knew deep down he wasn't gonna like make it, but I thought there was gonna be a hometown at least.
No, me too.
I didn't think he was just gonna yeet out of there before hometowns.
Oh yeah, 1000%. I thought she would meet the kid. Like, I very much thought she would meet.
Well, I don't think the kid was gonna come on the hometown.
Oh yeah, because it's probably not the safest for the kid to travel. Yeah. No, but I really thought he would make it to hometowns too. But like, literally hearing the kid say that, like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, I totally understand. Like, if any of us, like, if our parents were on The Bachelor and we were like, I miss you, they're coming on the next flight home.
Yeah.
Like, that's what any parent does. Like, any good parent is like, my child needs me, I go. It's very simple.
So simple. Yeah. No, I completely understand. I can almost say, like, this was the least mature Katie acted.
Yeah.
The whole season when he, like, when he left. Because she just showed, I got some sadness, but more angry crying.
Yeah, it's, see, I like kind of like, I don't know, I kind of got vibes that she was like frustrated with the fact that he's leaving. And like, I get that she was like really into him because she was like, I could picture myself being like a stepmom to like his kid and stuff. But like, if you can see yourself doing that, you have to know kids first.
Yeah.
Kids priority number one.
No, exactly. I'm like, why is she upset? Like, I understand that she's upset, but like, is that what you want to present to this guy, like, that thought you were going to be the mother to his children?
I feel like even if you are upset, like, you put on a brave face and then you go shit talk to your friends being like, man, I really liked him.
Exactly. But, like,
I don't know, like, in the moment, like, I think how a person handles bad news like that, that doesn't work in their favor, really says a lot about them. Like, for example, Connor, when he got sent home, because like, Katie just didn't feel a spark when they kissed, like, instead of him being like, oh, like, I'm so upset, I liked you, he was just like, it's okay, like, you can get through this. Like, he was comforting her, he prioritized her. And I kind of wish that like, Katie had shown more of that side of her, because I know it's there, she does have that side to her. I just wish that was like presented more for Michael A, because like, that's so much more of a sensitive situation than you're a bad kisser, Connor.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was really like, man, woman, I understand you're going through it, but bro, like, your whole image, like, come on, like, you got this, just bring back the mature Katie. But
yeah,
that was a lot. I mean, and also like, the way that she talked about it during Men Tell All was a little like lackluster. I thought there would be a little more like emotion.
Overall, just like, I don't know, I feel like Katie just like didn't say anything at the mental. Yeah. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, because I kind of wasn't. I got kind of bored after a while, because there was no drama. I got bored.
Oh yeah. No, same here.
I just feel like she didn't really like engage with the guys at all, really.
No.
But I do like the bromance is going on with the guys, though. They're really funny.
Oh my gosh. It's so cute. Like, literally the whole thing. Also, Connor making out with the girl. I'm like,
oh my god, they follow each other on Instagram now.
No.
Yes.
King.
Wait, that was so like random.
Yeah. It was like the most crazy.
I know. Thing. Wait, I felt so bad. King was like texting people, being like, am I a bad kisser?
I know. The poor guy. He's definitely, it was just like the lack of spark, she said, right? It's not like the bad kisser.
Hot take, anyone can be a bad kisser if you just don't like them.
You just don't feel it. Yeah.
And anyone is a good kisser if you like them.
Oh, 1000%. Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's inherently like technical about kissing, unless you're like jamming your tongue down someone's throat. That's a different story.
Yeah, no.
But like, generally speaking, I don't think anyone's like a good or bad kisser. I think it's all just relative to how you view them.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. So it's like a little strange. I was like, okay, this poor guy is like going through it. She also said it was passion, so I was like, oh, it's not a match kissing a boss, but I'm glad he found a woman.
If someone was just like, yeah, when we kiss there's just no passion, I would also double think my kissing.
I'd be like, oh damn.
Can't say we've gotten those complaints, so we don't need to worry about
that. Oh, that's just never us, wouldn't know. Don't care. It's terrible, but absolutely no drama. I actually started the season late too, so like, I skipped over some of the bullshit episodes. Like,
I think the overall theme was like, they would try to like produce a villain, and then Katie would just kick them out. Oh, and also there was like the union of the boys, right? They're like, together we've concluded that this person is not here for the right reasons at the rose ceremony. And I was like, they fucking unionized the Bachelor.
So strange. It is very cute the way they just weeded out people. Yeah. Like, who was it? Carl was like, you guys get together like a pack.
He's yeah.
Like, oh, shut up, Carl. You literally.
Wait, oh, honestly, Carl is like the worst planned out villain I have ever seen. It was the worst executed villainry I've seen on the show in a long time. He was so bad. He was such a bad villain that I felt bad that he was being such a bad villain.
Oh, no.
Like, I felt for him because I was like, you're supposed to be the villain and you're doing so poorly.
Oh, no. Yeah, they like milk the fact that he said multiple guys versus Tom. Like,
wait, first of all, he didn't know it was Thomas. He was just saying that to like stir the pot. But he defended himself, like, even in the show, so poorly. Ugh. Like, he was just saying words.
Oh my god.
It didn't make sense.
Oh, it was just
I don't know. It was just funny.
I want to hear the Thomas speech. Now I'm like, what did you actually say smiling while she was crying? Like, I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I don't remember.
Bro. Also,
I don't know. But Thomas, he was very, like.
Sorry, go for it.
What? Go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say Thomas being all dapper in his fucking video call in.
First of all, why was he zooming in? Why did he zoom in?
I don't understand. Standing up with a fucking beautiful background. I'm like, he's still trying
to
be the damn
Thomas
bachelor.
To the T, though. Like, he was so, like. Like manicured, you know, like he's like, I'm being, like, I don't know. It was he came across very artificial. Ugh. And I guess that came through in a Zoom too.
Oh god, yeah, it definitely saw it. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Okay, I know this was like the episode before, but Jesus Christ, the Andrew leaving situation. What
broke my heart? I really thought he was gonna get a hometown. I really liked Andrew S. And honestly, who's Justin?
Yeah.
Did he have he did have a one-on-one, right?
Yeah. But like, it wasn't the chemistry that Andrew S and her have is not the fucking same. Yeah.
The fact that like I can't even remember Justin's one-on-one just proves it wasn't really like memorable.
Exactly.
But Andrew S, I remember that one-on-one. I remember the things that they had up there.
Oh my gosh.
The lights and the notes and the pulling. It was so cute.
And him doing that on a fucking group date, putting that together so he can take. Bro, this man just is like so in love with how did she do this?
You know, the moment I knew that Andrew S was like one of the purest, most genuine guys on the show was whenever I think it was Trey was being like, we need to protect Katie. We need to be the men that she needs us to be and like tell her when someone's not here for the right reasons. And then Andrew S was just like, Katie's smart, like she'll figure it out. Like we should just stay in our lanes and just like do our thing. Like Katie is fully capable of weeding people out. This is her show. It's her decision. We don't need to mess around. We just need to focus on like furthering our relationships with her because that's what she needs us to do. And I was like, that's what a real man would say. A real man is not out here being like, let me protect you. I mean, you can protect, but like protect within reason.
Yeah. And
don't try to like manipulate.
That's another thing with me. Like the fact that like the Bachelor and Bachelorette straight up takes so much time with fucking drama. Like you're talking to like these whatever the Bachelor or the Bachelorette about like shit about other people when you could just be like, yo, like I like the color purple, like just like shit like that's like real about okay, not the movie. I like the color purple the movie, but I meant the color. Sorry, this is very good. Okay, the color of the blue. Okay, I like blue. You could be just talking about like things related to you rather than like this person.
I never like fully understood why people spent so much like effort and energy trying to prove that someone else is not right for her.
Yeah,
when
dude.
If you prove that you're right for her, you don't need to prove that someone else is wrong.
No, I completely agree. I guess it's also just like being in a house, sharing rooms with guys.
Yeah.
Roommates? I had no fucking idea they had roommates.
I don't think they did for like Matt season and like Tayshia's season because like COVID.
Yeah.
But like generally, yeah.
Oh, bro. That also just sucks. to have a fucking roommate. You're literally taking time off of work. Most of these people lose their fucking jobs because who's going to let you go on a fucking...
Well, they're here to find love or become an influencer.
I don't understand.
It's either you come out married or you come out with like a fucking...
following.
Yeah.
Mm. I guess. I bet Thomas got some sort of following out of it. Or that other white guy. Who's the white guy? You know what I'm talking about? Aaron's friend.
Oh. Was it Cody?
Cody.
I didn't know he was on the show until Mantello.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know where he popped up from. That's the tea. Katie sent people home so quickly that I didn't even know who they were.
Bro.
And I'm like, you had drama? Question mark.
Hunter, though, pissed me the fook
off. Yeah.
He stayed weird as a weird guy. Yeah.
He made an interesting statement where he was like, I don't think there's a difference between falling in love and being in love. And I think that's universally agreed that they're very different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like falling implies like it's happening. Being implies you've made it to the end goal. Like you're in love. Falling in love is like I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it
especially
kind of
in bachelor lingo?
Oh,
like bachelor lingo is far more like specific with these words than regular lingo.
Oh, 1,000%. Like, what's it called? Like, he's like, my heart, I fell for your heart. Like, that's just a cop out way of saying you're in love. Like, that's a whole.
I fell for your heart is something that your seventh grade boyfriend says to you. If someone came up to me and was like, I fell for your heart, and then I was like, do you need a band-aid? Like, what do you want me to say?
Like, you
need an ice pack.
So strange. I can't. Like, it just, there's too many loopholes. There's way too many loopholes to this shit. But yeah, no, it's, it just like weird. And like that, wouldn't that be counterproductive to like what he was trying, counterintuitive to like what he was trying, the point he was trying to make anyways? Because like in Mental All, he definitely was like, hey, like, I did not lie. Like, I told Katie I'm falling in love with her, but I told the drag queen that he's not in love with her.
Maybe he was saying they're different, and then everyone else was like, it's the same. I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely not the same. Like,
it's definitely not the same.
That's established. Yeah. Who said which?
Yeah. Or, like, I think the tea was someone was like, are you in love with her? And then he was like, no. And then someone was like, and then drag queen was like, are you in love with her? And he's like, I'm falling in love.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think he could have said the same answer for both questions.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not when in you love, said, but I'm falling in love. That's easy.
Yeah, because if you had just said no, it kind of implies, like, I don't know. Like, if you just say straight no, then you're like, maybe he doesn't even like her.
No, exactly. So, like, it's, like, confusing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I don't.
And then the top four thing that he said to
what
Greg.
What the fuck? Yeah. What is that? That's just, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Greg is in the top four. But we've been new.
Yeah.
We've been new.
I definitely thought Connor was going to be one of them.
I thought Connor and Andrew S. were going to be there. God, yeah. I was wrong. Who the fuck is Justin? No offense to Justin, but who are you?
Who is Justin? Very cute man. But who the frick?
Like, who else is left?
It's him, Justin, and Blake.
Oh, but Blake. Yeah, I think I knew Blake was going to make it because she really liked him.
Oh, yeah. He was like, yeah. Oh, bro, okay. I understand Bachelor Nation probably loves Blake. I personally don't. Like, bro, the way he reacted to the art.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's like, I don't care about this stuff. Like, he doesn't like art. Like, he's like, I don't like art that much.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's a very, like, maybe it's just because I like going to art museums. So then I'm like, if I can marry someone who like
doesn't like art,
art doesn't matter.
I think what it is, it's like you sound uneducated or like not uneducated, but like less likely to be open-minded is what I'm getting from that.
It just seems like if you don't like it, you're not going to entertain it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if Katie presented this as a date, it's probably something she's like kind of into to a certain degree. So if she ever wants to go to an art museum, don't complain. Exactly. Be nice. You know, like, I feel like he would complain in real life. Maybe that's just me making assumptions.
He complained on the fucking show. He had it in his mouth for the fucking show. I'm like, this man is like I don't know. Yeah. Justin being an artist, though, maybe that's like a huge thing. That's like a
turn. Oh, yeah. He's the painter. Mm. Wait, his rose was so nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. Yeah. Now I like Justin again because I was like, oh, now I remember who you are.
I'm like, yeah.
No, what was his one-on-one?
Good question. It was like literally two episodes ago. Okay.
I get it. Like, also, Andrew S. coming in with the fake British accent.
So cute.
That was bro. Clever.
This man is a gem of a
person. He stole my heart. I think I'm in love with Andrew S.
The next Bachelor, you think?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Who do you think?
Mm.
I have no idea if it's not. Because like, I feel like it's always the most likable person, right? Or the person that you're most attached to.
Yeah, I just feel like
doesn't make it.
Andrew S. wouldn't do it. He just seems into Katie to immediately agree to be
the bachelor.
I feel like it. Mm. I wanted, like, I really thought like Connor would be a good one, but now he's with the. I don't know if he's with tricky, her, but yeah. Like, there's the Instagram girl. I mean, men tell all girl who he follows on Instagram.
Yeah.
So. That would have been my first pick. If Blake, like, doesn't get with Katie, then maybe him too, because he has history of being on The Bachelor, so he could be like the next Nick, the next Nick Vial. Vial.
Yeah, Vial. I think.
Vial.
Mm. He has some good takes on TikTok.
He does.
Just side note. Yeah.
Oh my god! Like anytime like he pops up on my TikTok, and then he like says something, and I'm like. Oh my god, you're so right. I was like, and then I'm like, there's men out there who can like process emotions like this.
Amazing. Beautiful.
Where do I find one? Where do I find one of these emotionally processed men?
Through the Bachelor franchise.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, literally, this man has been a menace in a lot of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how are you so just well-equipped with all this fucking knowledge. Like,
I think because of all of that, he's probably become well-equipped. He's clearly someone who's, like, really introspected a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, I watched Nick's season, and, like, he didn't come across very, like, mature over the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I watched a couple of his, like, podcasts, and I think, like, he came out and said, like, yeah, like, I always knew which one of them, like, I was in love with. Like, it was always good. I think her name, Vanessa.
Oh. Maybe?
I'm lying. I don't know. I don't know. She's the – I think she was from Canada.
Okay.
But, he, like, got engaged to that girl, and then he knew that that was the one, and then he was just, like, obviously, like, entertaining the rest because it's the show.
Yeah.
But, like
– I have to. Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. But, I just, like – I have no idea who the next Bachelor would be. I really think, it just because –
Who
like,
do you think is going to
but...
end up – how do you think it's going to end? Do you think Katie's going to end up with one of them? Happy ending, sad ending first.
That's such a good question because I literally like from the promo for next episode it's like fucking weird.
Yeah, dude. Seems like shit's gonna hit the fan with her and Greg, which is crazy to me because like I really thought like Greg was endgame after the first date when they like bonded over like both of their dads taking them fishing. I was like and like at the beginning like when that date was happening I was like why is, like, Greg not comforting Katie, like, when she's talking about her, like, dad passing away? I was like, you're being so, like, quiet. Like, yeah, you're not saying anything bad, but you're not saying anything good.
Good, yeah.
And then at the dinner time, he, like, came out and, like, talked about it. I was like, shit makes sense now. Done. I thought you were just an asshole.
No, their chemistry, though, in that last episode before Mental Law,
mm-hmm.
out the fucking planet. Like, it's just so good. Like, yeah. I mean, they just vibe. Perfectly.
They also look really cute together.
I swear to God. Also, it's just like really, really sweet. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm really rooting for Greg, even though it looks like shit's going to hit the fan with him.
Yeah. I really want her to end up with Greg because they're so perfect. They're and so also, Greg's so cute.
He is. I don't even understand. Like, it's just like really frustrating to me, like just watching that. I was like, because, okay, I, like, microanalyze too, and they both, like, whenever they're, like, having those little fighty moments, they're both outside, like, sitting outside versus, like, all the other conversations she's in, she's inside. Like, I'm like, no, I refuse. I refuse to let you let go of Greg. He's so good.
I wonder why.
Yeah, me too.
What the fight is about, I don't know. I just hope they figure it out, because I don't know. I think he's the one for her.
Bro.
In my professional, very well-founded opinion.
So friggin'-lutely. No, I really just want to know, like,
yeah,
how he does. Yeah.
I don't want Blake. I don't know. I don't think it's sustainable.
Oh,
like, maybe
that.
It's just because I personally am pissed that he doesn't like art.
No, me too. I just don't think this man has a lot of – well, maybe he has character. I feel like I'm just being mean at this point. I don't think I'm good with him like that. I don't like him. And that's it. Yeah. Like, there's very little this man could do to, like, get on my good side now. But, like, I really just want it to be Greg. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Justin,
I don't think
who the fuck
anyone – oh, yeah, just – Justin's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What? That means all three of them are going to get fantasy suites?
Oh.
Because usually there's four hometowns, three suites. And then
wait,
two
why
aren't two.
There four hometowns? Because Michael A left. Maybe that's
why. So they're
why
all
she's
guaranteed
pissed?
Making it one more week, but they don't know if they're going to get, like, the fantasy suite key or not.
Mm. Yeah, what the hell are they going to.
Unless she's going to just do fantasy suites with top two.
Which would also be fine, right? You don't really need to do three fantasy suites.
Yeah. Unless she's like, physical connection is like the determining factor for her.
Oh, and then also that would be the last episode. Unless they just kept it going and then the finale would be the finale.
Boy, what do you mean, like, that would be the last episode?
Because one of them would have to go home after Fantasy Suites ends, right? Like,
well, no, they would just take the same two to the – because the proposal has to happen.
Yeah.
The show's not going to end without a proposal. Or, like, sense. At least, like, the proposal of it.
Proposal, yeah.
Even if there's no proposal.
So Tayshia saying, like, what's it called? Zach was not her first choice.
I was like, Brendan!
We're like, no fucking shit, Sherlock. was not your first damn choice.
I know. I still can – just like vividly remember how Brendan was just like choking at his like date with the rings. He was just like suffocating, and I was like, King, you need to go, you need to excuse yourself and go.
She was so sad too, like, that's what,
because I think I want to say that he was her number one for a long time because they had such a good connection.
Oh yeah, I bet she's still salty. I'm not gonna lie, I bet she's still salty, but her just saying that was enough for me to be like, yep, yeah, you're still salty.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, even though she's probably, like, fully in love with Zach and fully happy there, I'd just be like, you little bitch.
Yeah.
You know, in my head, be like, you should have just left early.
Yeah. What the hell is he waiting until he gets the fucking rings for? That's just dumb.
Unless that was, like, his, like, wake-up call. He was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Men.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, predictions for who's going to win before we...
I mean, my hope is Greg.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just gonna stay positive.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna have faith in Katie, and I'm gonna say Greg.
Greg. I also second that completely.
Because like, there's no one else with a like competable connection.
Absolutely the fuck not. Yeah, there's literally like, I would just be upset, I guess, if it was Blake. I guess he has a good connection, but I don't want to.
I mean, I guess low key, I was very much convinced that Tayshia was gonna end up with Brendan, and then she picks Zach. So like, it very much could be that
Greg,
I think,
just,
he's gonna end up with Greg, and then she's gonna end up with Blake.
Do you think Greg is
Justin's just like
dip?
Out of the picture for me, because I don't remember his date.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think Greg might just dip. That could very much happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was.
But
going
it seemed
a lot,
like
right?
In the video, in the promo, that
they're
Katie
fighting.
Was the one being like, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Because Katie just leaves the show.
Maybe there's.
Is that why it ended early? Because Katie left the
bro,
show.
She's also asking for a flight ticket back, so it's very much likely.
What is their fight?
Don't understand.
What could cause so much tension?
I really want to know now. But
also, like, how can you even get mad when someone like Greg is standing in front of you? He has, like, constant puppy dog face.
He's so cute, dude.
Just reminds me of a puppy.
Oh,
I think that's why I adore him so much, because he has like the puppy eyes.
Oh yeah, 1000%. Plus his hair is like Justin Bieber, like just nicer,
like very like swoopy.
Like, wow, look at you.
I don't like his nose though. His nose is very out there, but I'm just being very big.
We're just like, something about you has to suck.
Has to be wrong.
Just like, in order for us to know we're okay.
Yeah, I can't compliment men this much on this show. No man needs to be complimented this much.
No, this show's actual name is Men Suck Drink Wine. Yeah. So you cannot be doing that too much. But no, it's just like.
No, but yeah.
Greg, he's Greg cute. For the win. Greg. Okay. Okay.
Any last thoughts?
No, but I'm super pumped to watch. I'm super glad that you're going to be here for the finale. That's exactly like, I what I want.
We can either celebrate or cry together when Greg does not propose.
Beautiful. Or he will.
Or he will, and they'll be happily ever after.
Perfect. Good. Okay. Anyways, okay. That was, look at us hitting 40 minutes on a short episode.
Wow.
short episode,
less than an hour episode.
Fucking shit. Okay. Okay, you guys. That is all we have for this week.
Mm-hmm. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, as always, drop us a rating and leave us a comment. Our social medias are in the description, so feel free to drop us a follow.
Hell yes. And
other than that, we will see you guys next week.
All right, hey. Bye-bye.
Bye.